this if you want. As the whole family gathered to say their last goodbyes, I was just starting my walk into my healing giftings, and I knew God could make him well. But here I was, praying for him to let go and go home to Jesus. After he passed, knowing what I know, I ran out of the house, tears streaming down my face. That's when I decided I was never going to pray for somebody to let go again. So skip ahead 5 years, and my grandmother was in the hospital, and they called the family in to say their last goodbyes. And I said, not this time, Satan. I know the authority I have been given by Jesus Christ. And so we prayed and commanded her to get up and be healed in Jesus' name. 2 days later, she was released from the hospital, and we got 6 more years with her.
Wow. Praise God. Awesome. Yeah.
So I wanted to offer you guys a little bit of hope and touch on these 9 things the Bible says about healing and praying for healings. Number 1, healing does come from God. No scripture condemns the legitimate use of doctors or medical science, but one of the names of God is Jehovah Rapha, meaning the Lord who heals. Yeah. The Father has the power to heal the whole person, spiritually, physically, emotionally, and mentally. Spiritually, our example is in Jeremiah 3:22. Return, you backsliding children, and I will heal your backslidings. Indeed, we have come to you, for you are the Lord our God. Isaiah 38:15-16 talks about your physical healing. What shall I say? He has both spoken to me, and he himself has done it. I shall walk carefully all my years in the bitterness of my soul. O Lord, by these things men live, and in all these things is the life of my spirit. So you will restore me and make me live. Emotional healing, we see in Psalms 34:18. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed spirit. In Daniel 4:34, they talk about the mentally being healed. At the end of that time, I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eyes toward heaven, and my sanity was restored. Then I praised the Most High. I honored and glorified him who lives forever. His dominion is an eternal dominion. His kingdom endures from generation to generation. Healing also comes through the agency of the Holy Spirit working through believers. Jesus healed every disease and sickness among the people, from Galilee to Judea, and everywhere that he went to authenticate his messiahship and give Israel a taste of what the kingdom held. Number 2, the gift of healing is biblical. The Holy Spirit gives gifts to the church, like the gift of healing. 1 Corinthians 14:1, and I forgot to write that one down. God knows best, and he distributes the gift of healing according to his will. Healings are also a strong sign the reign of death will come to a redemptive end. Amen. And that's in Romans 5:17. For if the trespass of the one man, death reigned through that one man, how much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and of the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ?
Yes.
Now here's the hardest one for us to deal with. God may say no to your healing. In the Old Testament, when Moses cried out to God to heal Miriam's leprosy, the Lord did not heal her immediately. You can find that story in Numbers 12:1-15. And in the New Testament, Paul left Trophimus sick in Miletus to deal with his own continuing affliction and counseled Timothy, of all things, to drink a little wine to help with ongoing ailments. Number 4, Christians can hinder their own healing. Christians can hinder their own healing in at least five ways. A, they may have unconfessed sin. James 5:16, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. B, Christians may neglect healing for failing to ask for it. Sometimes the Lord wants to heal us, but we haven't bothered to ask. C, Christians may fail to surrender to God's purpose. D, Christians may hinder healing through lack of faith. E, Christians may come to God with timid prayers. You have to pray with confidence and conviction, trusting God's goodness and grace. And number five, there may be questions to ask yourself. Do I have the courage to ask God for healing in faith? Do I have the kind of pleasing faith that honors God? Do I believe God won't answer me? Am I afraid I'll make God look bad if healing doesn't come? Am I afraid of my image and reputation? Do I think I might look unspiritual if nothing changes? Number six, church leaders have an important part to play. Many Christians forget they can call on the church elders to pray, a biblical truth not taught or practiced in many churches. We find that in James 5:14. Is any among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Number seven, Satan opposes healing prayers. Sickness and death are consequences of the fall. Satan is a murderer and a liar who wants to steal Christians' health and tell them lies about God's goodness. Some illnesses are directly caused by spiritual or demonic influences. We have to press forward in praying faith and stand against Satan's evil schemes. Number eight, both healing and suffering can serve a higher purpose. God may use physical suffering for a higher purpose than we understand. God sometimes heals to bring glory to himself and encourage others to put their faith in the Savior, like in the death of Lazarus and Jesus bringing him back to life. Number nine, the greatest of all, ultimate healing awaits in heaven. For the believer, death brings ultimate healing. No more death, sorrow, or pain forever. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Believers can hate sickness and disease just as God does, while longing for that day when they'll be safe in heaven from the ravages of pain and all disease. We all long for that glorious day. I can tell you this, through my experience with praying for the sick and dying, I have enough faith to believe and that all will be healed in Jesus' name. Thank you.